Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. Now you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen, you take a penny from your pocket, lay it on the table. Now cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address. Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. In the isolated little Balkan country to which Frank Chandler has come on a secret mission, a series of ominous events have threatened him. The old castle in which Chandler and the Regents are living seems to conceal a strange, secret history. And Chandler is warned of the menace of a wild gypsy tribe led by Esteban the Bandit. The following day, a terrified servant insists he has seen a flickering light in the attics of the castle. Chandler goes to investigate and finds Betty Regent hiding in a great carved chest. She tells him she has seen a bearded man up there, apparently searching the place. A few moments later, Chandler comes upon a hidden paper, which seems to be an old map. But before he can examine it, gypsy music is heard in the narrow road below the castle, and he realizes it is the warlike song of Esteban's gypsy bandits. Chandu, the magician.
Matter, Uncle Frank? Who is Esteban?
Well, whoever he is, that music's solid. Not the goony stuff you like best.
Oh, Frank, you don't think they're coming here?
I hope they are. I think gypsies are fascinating.
I don't.
No, we'll go downstairs. Leave the door open, Bob.
What for?
If the man Betty saw does manage to get back in the attic, I'll know it.
If he gets through the door with that heavy cabinet against it, he'll have to be a ghost.
Well, he wasn't. He was an ordinary man with a beard.
Betty, are you sure he wasn't a gypsy?
Uncle Frank asked me that, too. He didn't look a bit like one. Is Esteban a gypsy?
Yes, he's the chief of the gypsy tribe in the mountains.
Oh, they must be coming here, Frank. No one else lives up this way.
And the road ends here, so they can't just be passing by.
Oh, why are you so dithery, Mom? They're probably just begging.
Esteban's men are bandits.
Bandits? What, walking right up the front door?
What's that?
Oh, it's that old doorbell. Oh. I worked it yesterday. You pull a kind of a spring outside, and it rings in the hall by the door.
You're not going to let them in, Frank.
I'm going out to see what they want.
Uncle Frank, they might just snatch you up and drag you away.
Down through the town? Even Esteban would hardly think he could get away with that.
Bob, I want to see what they do.
They look just the way gypsies ought to. Wild and fierce.
Hey, they've got an old woman with them. I bet they have a carrier up the road. She looks like she's a million years old.
She looks like a witch. Is Uncle Frank going to bring her in here?
Oh, no.
He sure is, Mom. And how do you like the young guy with her? Is he dressed up?
Earrings and all. He's terrific.
Come into the hall, then. May I just want to tell our fortunes, Dunn.
Gentlemen, pretty lady.
It's cold here. Go in by the fire.
Come to the fire, grandmother. My grandmother is the best fortune teller in the world.
They're up to something, Dot. Well, let her tell your fortune, and I'll try to find out what they really want.
Well, you better lock the door so the others can't come bursting in.
Well, if they'd wanted to, they'd have come in when it was open.
Oh, Frank, I don't like this at all.
Oh, come, Dot. Don't let them think you're afraid of them.
Pretty lady, you like to have your fortune told first? Cross grandmother's hand with silver.
Your grandmother has the look of a very wise woman.
Ah, she's wise. She cannot speak, but...
Can't speak? Uncle Frank, remember the time when you were...
No.
I know everything she would say. See how she moves her hands? I tell you what she say. You see, pretty lady?
Yes. Ask your grandmother to sit here.
In a chair? Oh, no, no. She sits always upon the ground.
Does she want my sister to sit beside her on the floor?
Oh, that's pretty silly.
Oh, I don't mind, Bob.
I'll get you a cushion.
Tell me, where do you come from? And what did you say your name is?
My name is one you would not know. You call me Stas. We come from everywhere, like all Romany.
That wasn't a Romany song your men were playing just now, was it?
You know that? But that is nothing. Romany know music from all the world. You hear?
Here's your cushion, Mom. And one for you, Bets. Catch.
Got it.
Thank you.
Uncle Frank?
I'll stand. Thanks. Unless you care to sit, Stas?
I sit beside my grandmother.
Yes. Of course.
And give us some money, Frank. My purse is upstairs.
All right. Here.
No. Pretty lady must give grandmother silver with her own hand. She will read what is written in your palm.
I don't see how she can if she can't say a word.
Wait and you will see, young lady.
Oh, she gives you the creeps. All bent over Mom's hand like a vampire.
Be quiet, Bob.
Pretty lady, my grandmother tells you, beware of traveling in foreign places. She say if you travel over the water, you will be in great danger until you go back to your home.
Oh, I see.
She tell you when you are in your own house, you are safe. Not go from one place to other place like gypsy. You are not mean to do this. You see?
Yes.
My grandmother say there is one in your family who work a dangerous thing. He thinks men know not where he is, but one does.
He means Dad.
I know it. I wish Uncle Frank would send them away. It's not as much fun as I thought it would be.
Is that all?
Aye. You will lose something you love very much. Maybe it make you weep for many years. My grandmother tells it.
Well, ask her what she thinks I'm to lose.
She cannot tell that. She tell only it is not money, not jewels. Something that break your heart. If you do not go to strange places, maybe you will not lose this thing. My grandmother knows.
Is that all, Stas?
It is all. My grandmother, she have read the palm of many kings, queens. My grandmother knows the secrets of all. Believe what she tells. It is truth.
Thank your grandmother for my sister, Stas. She'll remember this good advice.
Perhaps you have more silver for this fortune, gentlemen.
Here we go. It's a holdup.
Oh, yes. It's worth more. Here you are.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now we go.
Surely all of you didn't climb this steep hill just to tell one fortune.
To Romany, one hill is nothing. The earth is Romany home.
I know. You've come a long distance to reach this castle.
Far and near, they are the same to the wheels and the horses of those you call the gypsies.
Stas, is it true the gypsies are really Egyptian?
No man knows the history of gypsies. Only gypsies themselves.
But if you really are descended from the ancient Egyptians, why should it be a secret? I should think you'd be proud of it. Think of all the mysteries they knew about. Sorcery.
We go now. My grandmother and I.
You won't be going back to the north until spring, I suppose. It must be very cold up there now.
How do you know they came from the north, Uncle Frank?
We go now.
Bob, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm a dope, Uncle Frank. I didn't get it.
I found out what I wanted to, but you ought to know better.
Uncle Frank, how do you suppose gypsies read palms anyway?
Yeah. She sure meant Dad when she said somebody in the family was working at dangerous things.
Yes, she did. But not because she has any psychic powers, or even because she was Stas's grandmother.
How on earth do you know that?
Dot, somebody sent those people here to frighten you away.
But
that old grandmother was a man.
A man?
I thought so. When that fellow said his grandmother couldn't speak.
Yes, and you almost told them you thought so.
Yeah.
Well, that's the last thing I'd have thought of.
Well, I've played that trick too, Dot.
What?
Well, don't you remember, Mom? In Cairo, pretending to be an Egyptian holy man and dragging out that dwarf.
Horenye, the spider.
Oh, yes. Frank, what are you going to do about those gypsies?
Nothing. Yet.
Well, they surely won't stop with just warning me.
They'll wait to see what you're going to do.
And if they know Robert's in Paris, they know where his laboratory is. What would prevent their...
Dorothy, these gypsies have nothing to do with whatever's going on in Paris. Well, Stas, couldn't you hear what we were saying from outside?
I have come back to tell you this. We do not want foreigners here.
What's that to you? You're a foreigner yourself?
You speak what you do not know. You will take your family and you will go away, I warn you.
Listen to me. Go back to the man who sent you here and say that I represent my government. And I'll leave when I'm called home. Not before.
You are not what you say.
Get out of here.
If you stay, gentlemen, you and all your family will be killed. Romani cannot talk quick like you. But Romani can use knife very quick.
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen, place a penny on a table. Cover the coin with the mystic ruby block. The magic money-changing block. Utter the magic word, so coot. Then remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Now just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.